The night I decided I wanted to be yours was a night I'll never forget. I was already a girl, wanting to be your lover, but that night I became more. I became your submissive, I became your kitten. It was the night you asked what I thought about it. I told you I wasn't sure and that I didn't know much about it. You asked me if I wanted to find out to see how it felt, you know, kind of like a test drive. You set the rules, and I wasn't to break eye contact, that I was to follow everything you said or asked of me, and that I could stop at any time if I felt uncomfortable. It intrigued me, and I said yes. I excused myself and went to the bathroom. Standing with my back against the closed door, I was so nervous. I was excited and just full of anxiety and fear of the unknown. I didn't know what you were going to do, what you were going to make me do. Looking in the mirror, I felt like this was the last time I was going to see this face in the mirror. I had this feeling deep down in my stomach that after tonight I would be a changed person. That part of me would be gone and replaced with something new. With my head held high, I stood in front of you. You were sitting in your chair, relaxed, but with something else about you. Something I'd not seen before. I'd seen glimmers of it, but I wasn't sure what it was. At least not yet. You told me to undress. As I stood there for a moment, desperately trying not to show my nervousness and trying to make sure not to look away from you, I began by pushing my cardigan off my shoulders. And then pushing each strap of my dress over my shoulder and letting it fall to the floor. I stood there for a minute, and I know I bit my lip. The only thing you said was to continue. With a deep breath that I know raised my chest and filled myself with what felt like the last breath I'd ever take, I unhooked my bra and let it fall down my shoulders and my arms until it fell in front of me, and then slowly running my hands down my sides and over my hips, I pulled my panties down my thighs and calves, letting it fall to the floor as well, and stood there completely naked in front of you, looking into your eyes. You asked me to get on my hands and knees and crawl to you. Once I was at your feet, I looked up at you on my hands and knees, completely naked. You told me to kneel on the pillow that was laying beside your chair. I was fighting the desperate need to look away. was an urge that was getting stronger and stronger. I was so nervous and unsure that I was doing everything right. I was overwhelmed with this need to please you and to make sure that these were what you wanted me to do and how you wanted me to do it. You reached out and cupped my face in your hand and pushed my hair back out of my face and caressed my cheek. I closed my eyes to the warm feel of your hand against my skin. It was like the entire world disappeared and I was safe and everything was right. You traced my lips with your thumb, then pulled back. I remember my eyes opening so fast, and I'm sure a look of distress or fear or something crossed my face. I missed your touch. You didn't smile or say anything, but I could tell my reaction pleased you. You told me there was only going to be one task for me tonight. You stretched your hand back out in front of me and asked me you asked me to show you how I would suck your cock, but only using your hand. Saying it out loud makes it feel so much more real. It surprises me that's all you were going to ask of me. And so I did. I took your hand in both of mine and began to kiss your palm. Feel the back of your hand on my cheek. And taking two of your fingers in my mouth, I showed you what I would do. The entire time, looking up at you, not breaking eye contact. Although there were a few times I did lower my eyes a little, thinking maybe my eyelashes would hide me for a minute. After, well, I don't know how long it was, you pulled me up into your lap, straddling you, I kissed you. Well, you kissed me. You made it very clear that you were kissing me, you were holding me, and making me feel so safe. That night, you tucked me into bed with you and let me curl up next to you. I never did get to put any clothes back on that night. And in the morning, I told you yes. And you looked so happy. That was the night I decided I wanted to be yours.